Unit 36. In 1932, two pilots took off from Los Angeles in a second-hand plane with engine parts from a 1929 Nash automobile. When they landed in Valley Stream, New York, 21 days later, James Herman Banning and Thomas C. Allen were heroes, the first black Americans to fly from coast to coast. Banning, after convincing a white pilot to teach him to fly, had become the first black person to be granted a pilot's license from the U.S. Department of Commerce. Because they could not obtain funding from companies, as white pilots were able to, Banning and other black pilots formed aero clubs, which held air shows to raise money for planes and equipment and to teach other black people to fly. As many as 40,000 people would travel long distances to see stunt pilots like Willie Suicide Jones and Bessie Coleman risk their lives doing incredible air acrobatics. The Tuskegee Airmen, a group of black fighter pilots who fought in World War II, was an outgrowth of the aero clubs.